There are several children that daven in my shul who are now about 11 or 12 years old who write with their left hand and do everything else with their right hand. A couple of kids, mamish in that age group, and their fathers started asking me the shaila to look into what hand do they put tefillin on. They write with their left and everything else they do with their right. So we know the halacha is that a righty puts tefillin on his left hand. Why does a righty put tefillin on his left hand? So there are actually two different drushas that are quoted by the Gemara. One is the drusha from the pasuk of the Gemara, Menachas Taf Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin. Gemara quotes two different psukim. One is Vahaya La'os Al Yadcha, pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel, Vahaya La'os Al Yadcha, except the way Yadcha is spelled is Yud Dalid Chaf Hey. So why the hay at the end? So the Gemara Darshan's Yad Keha, the weaker hand. It should be an os al Yad Keha. It should be the os on Yad Keha, on the weaker arm. So that's one way we know that you put tefillin in the left hand. The other way we know is the Gemara has another drasha. Pasuk says, and again, all this quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chav Zayin. Pasuk says, "Ukshartem los al yadecha, uchsavtem los al pisach v'ishrecha." So it says, "Ukshartem, uchsavtem," one right after the other. So we darshan that whatever hand you write with, is the hand that you should be kosher your tefillin with. So you tie your tefillin with the hand that you're not putting the tefillin on. You do the kshira with the other hand. So if you write with your right hand, you should be tying your tefillin with your right hand, which would mean that your tefillin go on your left hand. Those are the two drushes. The Mainaf Kamina between the two drushes. What if you happen to write with your weaker hand, not with your stronger hand? What if your right hand happens to be your stronger hand, but the hand that you write with, that you are kosev with, is your left hand? So which way should you go? So first, just in a general halacha, that when you have a person who's a lefty, then obviously he wears his tefillin on his right arm, because both reasons would apply. If he's a pure lefty, so it is his weaker arm, and he's obligated to tie the tefillin with the hand that he uses to write with, which is his left hand. So then obviously a straight lefty would obviously put his tefillin on his right arm. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Chav Zayin Siv Vav. And that L'chora, although it's not Pashut at all, the Mishnah Berurah says L'chora, that would apply whether he was a born lefty or he became lefty by choice. Let's say as a young boy, he heard that if he ever wants to make the major leagues, he's got to be able to throw with his left hand, and then there will always be a spot in somebody's bullpen for him. So he trained himself to throw with his left hand. There's a guy out there, I think, that throws with both hands because his father's insane and wanted to make sure that he'll be the guy that could match up with any hitter to throw with the right hand, to throw with the left hand. So if he trains himself to be a lefty, so generally speaking, we would paskin that still counts as a lefty, and he would still put his tefillin on his right hand. What if a person is ambidextrous? Person can use either hand with equal ease. So then you put the tefillin in the left hand, because for most people the left hand is the weaker hand, even though he may be just as strong with his left hand as he is with his right hand. What if he can do the same activities with either hand, but finds it easier to use his left hand than it is to use his right hand, meaning he's able to do both well, but he happens to have an easier time with his left hand? So Shulchan Aruch again, in the Mishnah Berurah, paskin that he's a lefty then. If he finds it easier to use his left hand, then that makes him a lefty. But coming back to our question, what if you have Tosfos Maseches Menachos, Lamed Zayin, discusses a person who writes with his right hand, but does most other tasks with his left hand? So this is a very complicated sugya. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Chav Zayin, Siv Vav, Vim Kosev Biyamino, Vishar Kol Ma'asav Osa Bismolo, if he writes with his right hand, but everything else he does with his left hand, O Kosev Bismol, Vishar Kol Ma'asav Osa Biyamin, or he writes with his left, and everything else he does with his right, Yesh Omrim Sheyaniach Tfilin Biyad Shetosh Koach, to be inon Yad Keah. So first Shulchan Aruch says, some say the hand that's weaker. Even if you happen to write with the weaker hand, you put tefillin on the weaker hand. So even if you happen to do one thing with your left hand, it happens to be to write, still you put your tefillin on your left hand, because the stronger hand is your right hand. That's one Yesh Omrim. But V'Yesh Omrim, others say, says Shulchan Aruch, Shayad Shekosev Ba, Hi Chashuva Yamin Li'inyan Zeh, U'miniyat Tefillin B'yad Shekenegda. Your stronger hand is defined by what you write with, and only by what you write with. Nothing else is part of the definition, and therefore the its meaning. The ikur drasha is ukshartem uchsavtem. The ikur drasha is not yad keha. We don't care which is actually weaker. We just look at what you write with. So if you write with your left hand, you put your tefillin on your right hand. You write with your right hand, you put your tefillin on your left hand. So it's two yeshomrim in Shulchan Aruch. What do we do when the Shulchan Aruch has a yeshomrim, the yeshomrim? So generally speaking, the rule is that you follow the second yeshomrim. If it's a yesh omrim and a yesh misha omer, so then you follow the first. Or if it's a stam and a yesh omrim, you follow the first. But when it's a yesh omrim and a yesh omrim, you follow the second one. And the Ramah over here, in case it's unclear to us, the Ramah adds, v'hachi nahuk, that we follow the second, that our minhag is to do like the second one, meaning only look at the hand that he writes with. If only it were that simple. The problem is, Aruch HaShulchan, Simul Chav Zayin, Sivkat Taz Zayin, points out, and the other Achronim also point this out, that the Gra is Chalek. Ha'ikr l'dina k'deya harishona didrasha diyad keha hula halacha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that the ikr drasha is yad keha. So we should really paskin that whatever is your weaker hand for most things, for the majority of things, even if you happen to write with what is your weaker hand, you put the tefillin on your weaker hand. Mashain kein drasha du kshartim ksaftim nir lehedi b'shash shein ala halacha. Says you learn through those gemaras in Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, you're going to see that the drasha of kshartim ksaftim is not really accepted la halacha, so the drasha of yad keya is the one that's accepted la halacha. So what do we do? Someone told me Rav Nevin Sal said to put on both hands for something like this. Did you ever hear that? No, someone told me that he said to put on both hands. I've never seen anyone put on both hands. Okay. It's not at all a simple shaila. Rav Moshe was asked, what is it about a guy? This tshuva was written Yud Beis Tishrei Tavshin Chav Ches. He writes the fellow's name. I guess this guy is probably about 60 now. So it was his bar mitzvah. Then the guy was his father had tried to train him to write with his right hand. It used to be a thing that if your kid was a lefty, you tried to change him because you thought it was weird. I don't know, nowadays people don't do that anymore, I don't think, because it's abuse, I think. But if you, used to be a thing that they would try to change him. So the father tried to, like, tie the kid's left hand behind his back and make him write with his right hand. And the kid was able, he was able to write with his right hand, but it was still more difficult for him to write with his right hand. But he wanted to know, should he put his tefillin on his left hand, because now he's able to write with his right hand. Is that enough reason to put his tefillin on his left hand? So Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chel Gimel Simon Beis, says, even if you were really good at writing with your right hand, still you would put your tefillin on your right hand, not your left hand, because you are a lefty. And he says it's a Svek Sveka. There are two machlokasim over here. First of all, we have the Magen Avraham, who holds that it all depends on what hand you write with, and that's machlokas two deos in Shulchan Aruch. So that's the Ramah holds like the Yeshomrim that it's tali b'ksiva. The Gra holds like the Yeshomrim that it's tali in the other things that you do. So he says, so that itself is a machlokas, and maybe that we paskin that you follow the other things that you do like the Gra. And further machlokas is, there's a further machlokas in the Magen Avraham, whether being margul yourself to change your which hand is your stronger hand, whether that actually works to change it, or we go with what is more tiv'i, what came more natural to you when you were born. So maybe we would follow what comes more naturally to you anyhow. So even if you're able to make it, that you're able to write with your right hand. So first of all, writing maybe doesn't mean anything. And even if writing did mean something, so maybe we wouldn't follow, but in your case, you trained yourself, maybe training yourself doesn't mean anything. So I don't know what the minhag is. I'm not sure what people do when they write with their left hand and do everything else with the right hand, but it is, there's certainly yeshal milismoch on both sides. You have a Ramah versus a Gra and Aruch HaShulchan and many other Achronim who hold like the Gra. So I guess we'll just leave it at that.